And my final guest today is Julian McCormack. Julian's an investment specialist for Platinum Asset Management in Sydney. Platinum's a pretty big, particularly by New Zealand standards. They've got $25 billion of funds under management, and it's the firm which was set up by Kia Nielsen, who was very well known in New Zealand many years ago. So thank you for joining us from Sydney, Julian.
Pleasure, Philip.
Yeah, Tommy, look, just thinking about some of the things going on at the moment, what are some of the investment themes you're seeing which excite you at the moment?
One of the big ones which we're really interested in is recovery in Europe, mm-hmm. which I think people might be surprised.
Europe, about. People would be surprised. Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm surprised. Yeah,
exactly. So, yeah. So the picture they have, people will have in their mind, is Europe's a place that never grows, never changes, very very hidebound. You know, it's hopeless, this place, right? And it's useful to remember a phrase I think was said by Tony Benn, which is never waste a good crisis.
Yeah, yeah.
And Germany hasn't wasted this crisis. Mm, mm. So all across Europe now, we see improved current accounts, very, very competitive places. Mm. Spain's just added 2 million jobs in 2 years in an economy of 40 million people.
Yeah,
so you're really seeing this place having turned the corner. Mm-hmm. And earnings are way behind where they've been previously. And way behind where they've got to in the US.
Yeah.
So you don't have to set records here. You can just have a cyclical upturn and do very well. We're selective, mm-hmm. so we don't want all of it.
But I was just going to say, you know, Europe's a pretty big place.
Pretty big place.
How do you tackle that?
Exactly.
Those, yeah.
So we don't want a whole lot of the defensive consumer stuff. So your Nestle's, your Reckitt Benckiser's, mm-hmm. these are traded like bonds and are pretty expensive and slow growers. The kind of stuff we've wanted are beaten up industrials. So think about the manufacturing base of Europe. There's a lot of machine tools, a lot of exports into the emerging world, mm-hmm. and they've done very well. Mm-hmm. But then also the financials.
I was just going to say financial services. I did an interview with Mark Wilson, a young Kiwi guy who now runs Avia, you know, the big crowd in the UK, and talking to him about the turnaround of that business was quite stunning.
So we see this all across Europe. Yeah. We're selective, so we don't want to go and buy Deutsche Bank. Yeah. We don't know what's on the balance sheet.
Mm.
So we want, you know, the ASBs or you know the big boring universal banks Europe in good markets.
Mm.
So what we've seen in Europe is a whole lot of, you know, Credit Suisse, UBS, Credit Agricole, all these guys are pulled out of fringe markets, and they leave very uncompetitive, cozy scenarios in places with loan losses falling. Mm. And loan growth rising. So it's a bit like buying the Aussie banks in the 90s.
Yeah.
So think about how that's gone. Won't go as well, you know, we won't get a China boom, but it could be pretty prospective, and they're very cheap.
Yeah, so that's interesting, and you know, just you can't not talk about Europe and add in political risk. I mean, we've had a lot of talk, obviously, Brexit, you've got, we just had the French elections, you know, should people be worried about that?
Look, I think they should, in the sense that these are messy political democratic processes. But let's just step back and put it in context. Go back 20 or 30 years, Europe was a place that had three or four active terrorist armies, right? So we had ETA, the IRA, the Red Brigades, on and on. Now we're sort of freaked out by democratic processes where people are having a say. That strikes us as a bit weird.
And so we kind of
want to bet people. Do you think the politics win or the economics? And they're circular, no doubt. But if you get momentum, in a place like Spain's a great example, if you get momentum in terms of the economies, the politics, they won't look after themselves necessarily, but they'll improve over time. And we're actually sort of seeing this.
Yeah, okay. And just flipping on to the other part of the globe, China, you've got some views on that?
We've got a lot of money in China.
Yeah.
And again, it's a part of the world that really scares people. But what we see there is a place that looks very likely to muddle through rather than collapse, with areas of real strength.
Mm.
So think about what they've been telling you for 5 years. They want to rebalance.
Mm.
They don't want to be a sort of cheap manufacturer to the world.
Mm.
They want to have very strong consumption. That probably means a strong currency. And they want to be much more domestically focused than externally. Now, and that throws up some great opportunities.
It's a big mindset change for investors, isn't it?
It needs to be. It hasn't happened yet. So,
what's going to be the trigger for that?
Very hard to say. We never know triggers, but we only know states. And what we know, you raise an excellent point, which is that no one's there. It is the biggest economy in the world. I mean, forget about the US being the biggest economy in the world. I mean, that's just crazy.
Yeah.
China has 1.3 billion, 1.4 billion people. 10 times the steel industry, 5 times the aluminium industry, and if you adjust for purchasing power, it's by far the biggest economy. Mm.
So you've got to be there, don't you?
You've got to be there, and no one is.
And there must be opportunity.
And think about what it was like 10 years ago, Philip. Mm. You know, we all knew that China was great, it was going to grow up 12 forever. Well, the market was on 35 times earnings, we had no money there. Mm. Now everyone thinks this place is a loser. Hang on, it's just raised 1 billion people out of poverty in a generation. Yeah. It can get the odd thing right. Is it perfect? No, not at all. Mm. Are we going to find some pretty good stocks there? Yeah, we think we will, because this is a market that's halved in an economy that's doubled in size.
So you spent quite a lot of time on China?
Yeah, a lot of time. So we've got an Asian fund, which is 40% China. That's 2 billion Aussie just in, in China alone across our funds. Adding in the international fund, which is 20% China as well. So we spend a lot of time analysing it, thinking about it and visiting it. So it's a real focus for us.
Yeah. Oh, that's excellent. Look, thank you very much for your time, Julian. That was really interesting. You've certainly given me some things to think about.
Great. Well, we hope so. Thanks a lot, Philip.
Yeah, cheers. Thank you. Nice.